Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, January 17th. As the GOP presidential candidates are now focusing on the New Hampshire primary, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are trying to gain ground on one another.
I think it's great in a general election to build the big tent, but to win a Republican primary, you got to be able to win core Republicans. You got to be able to win conservatives. And she cannot do that.
He's in single digits in South Carolina and single digits in New Hampshire. He's been invisible in both states. He is not my concern. I'm going after Trump.
But it seems the two won't be confronting one another face to face anytime soon. Haley announced yesterday that she would not take part in any debates unless Trump showed up as well, which so far he's refused to do. Fears of the conflict widening in the Middle East are turning into reality. In the last 7 days, the US has hit Houthi militants with strikes in Yemen, and Iran has carried out attacks in Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan. The Biden administration has been clear that the US wants to avoid the war spreading, but it launched strikes on Houthis to take out weapons and infrastructure that they're using in attacks on ships in the Red Sea. It hasn't stopped them, though, and this week the Iran-backed militants actually hit some vessels, including one with a US owner. CNN's Paula Hancock says US officials believe that the Houthis have more weapons.
They think they destroyed less than a third of the weapon capabilities of the Houthis, which just shows how significant the capabilities of this group are. They are being restocked and refunded by Iran. Certainly, there is an expectation that this has a long way to go.
Iran's latest strikes have been condemned by Pakistan's foreign ministry, which says they killed two children, and the country warned of, quote, serious consequences. Congressional leaders are expected at the White House today to meet with President Joe Biden about the future of a critical spending bill. It's being negotiated with the aim of sending aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, as well as the U.S. southern border. This comes as the Biden administration is facing off against Texas after state authorities blocked Border Patrol agents from accessing miles of the U.S.-Mexico border. CNN's Rosa Flores has more.
This border feud now hangs on the scales of the U.S. Supreme Court. The Biden administration asked the court to intervene. The Department of Homeland Security has sent the Texas Attorney General a cease and desist letter, giving the state a deadline of today for the restoration of Border Patrol's access and removal of the border barriers.
Spirit Airlines shares have plunged after a federal judge blocked it from merging with JetBlue. The ruling raised Biden administration concerns over competition and that the $3.8 billion acquisition would have meant a bump in prices for passengers, as well as some serious debt for JetBlue. Both airlines say they disagree with the ruling. The decision had a mixed reaction from Wall Street, though. Spirit Airlines shares dropped a massive 47% yesterday, while JetBlue's actually rose by 4.9%. A consumer watchdog wants to limit overdraft fees. More on that after this quick break.
Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
A rule is being put forward that could limit the amount large banks and credit unions can charge for overdraft fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it could save customers as much as $3.5 billion a year collectively. They say that when someone goes overdrawn, the bank is effectively loaning them the money, which means they should have to follow the Truth in Lending Act. That basically means they have to tell you exactly how much it will cost you to borrow the money, and up until now, overdraft protections have been exempt. The proposal is now open for the public to comment on, but changes likely wouldn't take effect until fall next year. That's all for now, but you might have noticed some changes to Five Things this week. Our Monday to Friday episodes are now published at 6 and 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then 12, 3 and 6 p.m. Krista has your next update at noon Eastern Time.
Oh. over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.